From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The latest check on the U.S. economy shows a rebound in orders for durable goods. The Commerce Department says they jumped more than 3% last month. NPR's Jim Howard says that's after a sharp decline in March.
An increase in business investment and orders for military and civilian aircraft helped lift durable goods by 3.3% in April. Durable goods include machinery, electronics, and other manufactured items meant to last at least 3 years. April saw a more than 53% increase in orders for military aircraft, with commercial aircraft orders increasing by more than 16%. March had seen a decline as the slowdown in the global economy translated into fewer exports of U.S. manufactured goods. Seasonally adjusted, the April move up pushed total orders to more than $222 billion. Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.
This is day two of John Kerry's diplomatic talks in the Middle East. The Secretary of State says so far they've been very productive. Kerry's been meeting with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in hopes of restarting Mideast talks. In Moscow, the Russian government says Syria has agreed in principle to take part in an international peace conference. But NPR's Corey Flintoff in Moscow reports the Russians are not optimistic the process will move forward.
Representatives from the Syrian government were in Moscow earlier this week for talks on whether to join a peace process that was proposed by Russia and the United States. Now, Russia's foreign ministry says that Syria has agreed, in principle, to attend. At the same time, though, a foreign ministry spokesman says it's impossible to set a date for a conference because it's unclear who will speak for the opposition in Syria's civil war. So far, the opposition has been resisting any peace plan that would allow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stay in power, even on an interim basis. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
AAA says fewer people are traveling in the U.S. over the Memorial Day weekend as compared to last year, but more are driving because airfares aren't as cheap. Mike Woken in Woodbridge, New Jersey, says even though he's driving, gasoline is still costing him plenty.
Always goes up during the holidays, that's for sure. You can count on it. Whatever they make up stories here and there doesn't matter. And it does impact because it's more expensive.
AAA says nationwide gasoline is averaging about $3.66 a gallon, slightly more than the holiday weekend last year. An oversized truck hitting the span is being blamed for the partial collapse of a bridge along Interstate 5 in Washington State. It happened last night north of Seattle, sending several vehicles into the Skagit River below. Nobody was killed, but three people were hurt. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were still trading in lower territory. The Dow was down 57 points, the Nasdaq off 19. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Britain say two people aboard a Pakistani Airlines jet have been arrested after the plane was diverted to Stansted Airport by fighter jets. They're being held on suspicion of endangering an aircraft, but officials say at the moment the incident does not appear to be terror-related. There were more than 300 people aboard the airliner, which was heading to Manchester from Lahore, Pakistan. Another night of rioting in Stockholm has police in Sweden seeking reinforcements. NPR's Philip Reeves explains.
The unrest has been going on for 5 nights in a city known for its peaceful prosperity. Youths have torched many cars. They've thrown rocks at police and firefighters and attacked buildings, including schools. The US Embassy is advising Americans to steer clear of the trouble spots. The riots began Sunday after police shot dead an elderly man who's thought to have been armed with a machete. A debate's underway among Swedes about the cause of all this. A consensus seems to be emerging that it's driven by several deep social issues. Unemployment and alienation among young people of immigrant origin features high on the list. So does Sweden's widening wealth gap. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Some conservative and religious groups supporting the Boy Scouts of America are predicting a mass exodus after a vote to open the ranks to openly gay youths. More than 60% of the National Council's 1,400 voting members supported the change. That policy effect changes in 2014. The ban on gay adult scout leaders remains in place. Critics are planning a meeting next month to discuss the formation of a new youth organization. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off the second hour of the Blues Box today by going back to 1982 and catching a little number from the late Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
We'll be right back. your shoes. They just don't move her like a Zydeco. She's gone up to the city. She don't know what to do. She got 1 foot in New York City, 1 foot in the bayou. Taxi cab, traffic jam, sure do miss her candied yams. She packed a bag, sure to see that big suitcase full of turnip green. She gone up to the city, still got mud on her shoes. She got 1 foot in New York City, 1 foot in the bayou. Nelson.
Tab Benoit from his disc Power of the Pontchartrain. That one came out in 2007. Tab, of course, originally from Houma, Louisiana. And that was One Foot in the Bayou, David Egan composition. Before we heard Tab Benoit, we heard a gentleman that had 1 foot in Louisiana and 1 foot in Texas, the late, great Clarence Gatemouth Brown. We heard him do a number called Dollar Got the Blues. We're going to stick with the Bayou Blues next here on KRVS. We're going to turn to David Egan himself. He has a brand brand new disc out. It's self-titled, and it's packed with his own great compositions. Hope that some of you got to hear the really fine interview with David Egan that Cecil Doyle did this past Wednesday on Medicine Show Caravan and Medicine Ball Caravan. Excuse me. Sorry about that, Cecil. But it was a great interview and really interesting disc. David Egan, of course, has written tunes that have been recorded by all sorts of people. Percy Sledge, Joe Cocker, Marsha Ball, John Mayall's recorded two or three of his tunes. We're going to turn to one called Call Your Children Home. Again, David Egan.
Your very first guitar was nothing but a cigar box. Graduated magna cum laude, Miss Carter from the University of Hard Knocks. Melodies from the birds and the trees and the honeybees on the buzz. Down by the riverside, a real life Johnny B. Good if it ever was. Now you're fully grown, them simple days have gone. You're up at the top, your foot's on the rock, so call your children home. Or even a medicine man could ever know the power of a guitar in your hand. Somebody's feeling down, you can make them feel real good, like they never really was alone and all that pain is understood. So tonight it's up to you, better strap that guitar on, step up to the spotlight, your children home. Yeah.
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Support for KRVS comes from Jefferson Street Pub, presenting The Revivalists with special guest Oddfellows, coming up this Thursday night, May 30th. Doors open at 9 p.m. Jefferson Street Pub is located at 500 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. The phone number for tickets and more information is 232-5040.
If it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. If it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. When the levee breaks, I have no place to stay. To make a mountain man leave his home.
Buckwheat Zydeco from the disc Lay Your Burden Down. That one came out on Alligator Records back, when was that? Back in 2009. And Buckwheat did pretty well on blues charts with this particular disc. Sonny Landreth, by the way, doing a solo there on that particular number. A tune that was first recorded by Memphis Minnie and her husband Joe McCoy back in the late 1920s, 1930s, somewhere around that time. Memphis Minnie, of course, was born in Algiers, Louisiana. Before hearing Buckwheat Zydeco, we heard another Bayou denizen, or Bayou country denizen, David Egan. We heard David from his brand new self-titled disc. He did a number called One Foot, that one's Tab that did that one. He did one called Call Your Children Home, and Little Buck Senegal was on guitar on that particular track, as well as Bruce McDonald. Really interesting and fine effort by David Egan. We have more Bayou Blues next here on KRVS. Eric Bibb came down to Bro Bridge a few years ago and recorded a disc at Dirk Powell's Cypress House Studio in Bro Bridge. And a number of fine local musicians, Danny DeVilliers on drums, also Cedric Watson on fiddle, and a few others. Here is Eric Bibb. The disc is called Deeper in the Well. From that disc, Eric and friends with a number called Bayou Bell.
I love the way she calls my name. I love the way she talk. She's three parts wild, one part tame. I love the way she walk. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Since I saw her dancing in the moonlight down by the wishing well, she's on my mind day and night. I'm underneath her spell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. She's fine as she can be, built up solid off the ground, head down to her knees, soft like out of down.
Ooh, I like that.
Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. How you want your rolling done? She looked straight into my heart, whispered in my ear, roll me from sun to sun. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou dam. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bear.
It sounds so loud, dear, it wake up in bed. Where shall I be when it sounds? Next time, where shall I be? Oh, where shall I be when the voice comes? Where shall I be when it sounds so loud? It sounds so loud till it wake up the dead. Where shall I be when it sounds? How you walk on the cross, where shall I be? If your right foot slip, your soul be lost. Where shall I be when the first trumpet sound? It sounds so loud till it wake up the dead.
Recorded on the stage of the Coolidge Auditorium at the Library of Congress back in July of 1963. That was Mississippi John Hurt. Hurt had just been discovered earlier that, that spring, and he was brought up to the Library of Congress to record some of his many, many, many songs that were in his repertoire. And, of course, at this point he launched into basically about a three-year career of singing and performing nationwide festivals, all sorts of venues, and doing some more great, great recordings. Mississippi John Hurt. He was preceded by Eric Bibb. We heard Eric Bibb from the disc Deeper in the Well, again recorded in Bro Bridge at Dirk Powell Studios. Eric Bibb doing a number called Bayou Bell. We're going to listen next to Lightning Hopkins. Hopkins, of course, a great Texas blues man, lived a good part of his life in Houston's Third Ward, originally from Centerville, Texas. There's a really great story about John Hurt and Lightning Hopkins meeting. They first met. They were both in California for performances, and the story has it that that they were very deferential to each other. They were glad to meet you, Mr. Hurt. Nice to meet you, Mr. Hopkins, and exchanged those almost formal cordialities. And then Lightning Hopkins said to John Hurt, he said, "I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Mr. Daniels." And John Hurt said, "Well, okay." And Lightning Hopkins sort of pulled open his jacket, and on the inside pocket there was a bottle of Jack Daniels. So Mississippi John Hurt and Lightning Hopkins went off for a couple of hours and had apparently made a good acquaintance with Mr. Daniels. Here's Lightning Hopkins, recorded at a folk venue in Philadelphia, one that had people like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and a number of others perform. They're a place called the Second Fret. From 1962, here's Lightning Hopkins.
The blues, that is a feeling that makes you feel very bad. The blues will give you sickness when there was a pain that you never had. Now hear the way the blues go. It jump on you early in the morning, and it worries you until you go to sleep. Then after you go to sleep, you get to dream in them old bad dreams. And it's giving you nothing but the midnight creeps. That's just like if you leave your husband and just merely carrying on. And then when you get back there, he got another woman laying up in your happy home. You have to be careful about the way you play, 'cause the world done got wicked. It's more wiser these lonesome sunshiny days. If you tell your husband you done quit him, mean that from your heart. 'Cause if you didn't love him, you didn't have no right to start. And that would balls him up, and he holler at you every once in a while. Baby, if you know you didn't love me, darling, why did you tell me so? Yes, you know you didn't love me, darling, why did you tell me so? You know I didn't have to be dealing with you. I could be dealing with a hell many more. You know I would look like a fool standing on a corner. Old Lord, woman loving you for someone there. And that's the truth. I said, love me or leave me, little woman. Either one you wanna do. Love me or leave me. Either one you wanna do. Just like you're loving someone else, you know someday bad luck will catch up with you. ¶¶ love me or leave me, baby. Either one you wanna do. Love me or leave. Either one you wanna do. Lord have me. You know just like a tree pole lighting. Someday someone, someday they're gonna treat you the same way too. Cry one more time.
Lightning Hopkins recorded live at the Second Fret in Philadelphia back in 1962. Lightning Hopkins first recorded in 1947 and recorded a bit until maybe the mid-1950s or so, and then sort of fell off the radar as far as recordings were concerned. His style of blues for a while was just not that popular. Rock and roll had taken over, and rhythm and blues, that sort of thing. But he was recorded by Sam Charters back in 1959. Those recordings brought Lightning to a new audience of a lot of college kids and folkies, that sort of thing. And he had a really fine career after that. Same case, same situation was the case with Mississippi John Hurt and a number of other artists, one of them being Sippy Wallace, who had been one of the really, really fine women blues singers of the 1920s. She was originally from Texas, good pianist and fine vocalist. Her friend Victoria Spivey talked her back onto the stage and in front of a microphone back in the 1960s. Here she is with Little Brother Montgomery supporting her on piano, Sippy Wallace from 1966.
Trunk is done gone. You know by that I ain't gonna be here long. But I'm scared to go down that big road by myself. Lord, I'm scared to go down that big road by myself. Can't stand. I love you, baby, but your ways I just can't stand. So you get you another woman, I'll get me another man. Come heart. I hear the whistles blowing.
Taking my time. The highest mountain can't be raised. It's something you must slowly climb. I want a slow and easy man. He needn't ever take the lead. 'Cause I work on that long time plan and I ain't a looking for no speed. 'Cause I'm a 1 hour mama, no 1 minute papa. Ain't the kind of man for me. It takes a long time, papa, 1 hour that's proper, to love me like I long to be. Why, I don't want no lame excuses about my loving being so good that you couldn't wait no longer. Now I hope I'm understood. 'Cause I'm a 1 hour mama, no 1 minute papa. Ain't the kind of man for me. Well, I don't want no greenhorn lover like a rookie going to war with a load of big artillery, but he don't know what it's for. He's got to bring me a reference with a great long pedigree, and must prove he's got endurance, or he don't mean naught to me. I can't stand no crowing rooster, one that hits a lick or two. Why, action is the only booster of what my man must do. No, I don't want no imitation, 'cause my requirements ain't no joke, and I get full indignation for a guy that's lost his stroke. 'Cause I'm a 1 hour mama, no 1 minute papa. Ain't the kind of man for me. It takes a long time, papa, 1 hour to love me like I long to be. Why, I may want love for 1 hour, then decide to make it 2. It takes 1 hour before I get started, maybe 3 before I'm through. 'Cause I'm a 1 hour mama, no 1 minute papa. Ain't the kind of man for me. I mean, he ain't the kind of man for me.
Maria Muldaur from her disc Naughty, Bawdy, and Blue. That one came out in 2007 and is comprised of a lot of classic old blues tunes from the 1930s. Case in point, this one, of course, 1 hour Mama, an old Victoria Spivey composition, and a very interesting one, what shall we say about it? Victoria Spivey herself was one of the big movers and shakers in blues back in the 1920s. Originally from Houston, Texas, she played piano in bawdy houses and that sort of thing, and eventually moved up into the big time. Wonderful composer and songwriter and singer. She ended up in the early 60s, started her own record company to record under-recorded blues artists. And at the time, she had a young unknown by the name of Robert Zimmerman working for her, who eventually became famous as Bob Dylan. Victoria Spivey was also a friend of Sippy Wallace. We heard Sippy prior to hearing Victoria. As mentioned, Sippy Wallace was talked back into performing by Victoria Spivey back in the 1960s. We heard Sippy from a disc called Women Be Wise. She did a tune entitled Suitcase Blues. We're going to turn next to a friend of Sippy Wallace, somebody that Sippy influenced quite a bit, and that would be Bonnie Raitt. We're going to go back to Bonnie Raitt's first Warner Brothers disc. This one came out in 1971, and here's a number that at one point, I'm trying to think. No, she didn't record this one with Sippy Wallace, but Bonnie Raitt did do some recordings with Sippy. Here she is, though, Bonnie Raitt doing a Sippy Wallace tune, a number called Mighty Tight Woman. I'm Again, Bonnie Raitt from 1971 with a take on the old Sippy Wallace tune, Mighty Tight Woman. Sippy recorded that one in Chicago herself back in 1929. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. Those of you who are not yet members of public radio, we certainly hope that you'll consider becoming members. We cannot continue to bring you these programs without that that type of support. If you'd like to give us a pledge of your support, you can do so securely online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS, and of course, coming up at 1 o'clock will be Nick Spitzer hosting the program American Roots, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program hosted by Roger Cash, which is, of course, Freetown Radio. Then this evening, great music continues with Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter, then local produce, The Fringe, all sorts of good